This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has gifted each and every one of us with at least one night of Ramadan. Welcome to Ramadan 1445 and Ramadan 2024. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last 3 months we've been making that dua, Rabbana ballighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us to reach Ramadan. Grant us to reach Ramadan. Allah answered your du'as, our du'as, walhamdulillah. And as we know that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the month, when the month of Ramadan came upon the Sahaba, he reminded them that this is a month in which you can attain Jannah. No matter how far off you are, how problematic your life is, the doors of Jannah are now open and the doors of Jahannam are closed. And alhamdulillah, the first night of Ramadan, this is the night where we purify our niyyah. Our niyyah is not just to fast. Our niyyah is, Ya Allah, we want to get the full benefit of this month. And we want to achieve Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. We want to know that, Ya Allah, we hope and we pray that at the end of this month, we are entered into Jannah. We are entered into Jannah. Ameen. And we pray for success. We also wish to thank and welcome all of you for choosing Burhanul Islam. It is a great honor that you choose to make your ibadat here with us. Alhamdulillah. And we welcome our team of Hufad, a mixture of seniors and juniors. Alhamdulillah, we make dua that they are successful. Ameen. And of course, there's a whole long list of Bilals. I won't mention all their names. The work to be a Bilal is a lot harder than being of the Hufad, right? MashaAllah. The Bilal training is very tough here, alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. This year, inshaAllah, our series for this Ramadan, the series of lectures, the evenings, is going to be the revival series. The Islamic spirit of revival. We know that we are at a low point in our history. We are at a low point within the Ummah. The Ummah is in dire straits. We are witnessing for the first time in history a genocide happening live before our eyes. And there's nothing that we can do about it. For 100 years, in fact, March, the 3rd of March 2024 is 100 years exactly since the fall of the Khalifa. We've been 100 years without a Khalifa. The Ummah seems to be at a seriously low point. Have we ever been this weak? Have we ever been this disunited, this leaderless? And can the Ummah come back from this point? In reality, 1,445 years has seen many, many lows. We have seen many catastrophes, disasters, defeats, many genocides. Many times the Ummah looked as if it was on the brink of collapse. But then that spirit of revival came and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted it up. Allah promised the Nabi sallam that this Ummah will never ever be wiped out by an enemy or by a natural disaster. This Ummah will stand until the end of time. And so inshaAllah in this series, we will remind ourselves about the low points, but not only about the low, it's how we came out of it. How we came from one calamity and catastrophe to survive the test of time. And how, alhamdulillah, after so many centuries, we remain, there's a taraweeh, they're still fasting. Tomorrow the ummah will go and everybody will fast. No matter how pious you are, or how fatir you are, alhamdulillah, there will be fasa, there will be fasting, there will be taraweeh, walhamdulillah. Linked to this, and I must mention here, there's a concept in Islam called a mujaddid, a reviver. Jadid means to be new. And the mujaddid is the one who renews something. And the Prophet ﷺ says in a hadith that is an authentic hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, the Nabi says, at the beginning of every century, at the turn of every century, Allah will send to this ummah a reviver, a mujaddid, who will renew its religious understanding. And obviously the scholars have a lot of discussion as to over the last 1,400 years, 14 centuries, who were the last 14 mujaddids? And who is the mujaddid of our time? And is it only one person, one man, or is the group? Is it different in different times and places? So we'll talk about these personalities who revived Islam through its darkest moments. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises us, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٍ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Let there always be. And here where Allah is saying, let there always be, Allah also implies there will always be a group amongst you who will call towards goodness. وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And you will command what is good. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And you will stand out against what is evil. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And you will be, that group will be successful. Meaning there will always be a group on truth in this ummah. There will always be a group that revives this deen when it looks like it's on the brink. So, for part one of the series, we turn back the pages to the first fitna, the first civil war within Islam. This is perhaps the first dark chapter of our history, at a time when we had never seen something like this before. The Muslim Ummah fighting itself. The Muslims, Sahaba, going to war with one another. It was a dark moment. And how did we come out of it? And so we begin. The age of the Caliph, the age of the Khalifa, started after the death of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam left and he had done his job, he had conveyed the message, and he had brought Islam to the world. When he had passed away and he had chosen, alhamdulillah, my mission is complete, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu took over the mantle of Khilafah. And from the very first day that he took over, wherever, you know, left, right and center, crisis arose. In fact, Medina itself was about to be invaded. False prophets emerged. Kuffar were being killed. And within that very short reign of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and this is the man that whenever the Ummah was in difficulty, the man that stood forward, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he stabilized the situation. He defeats all the false prophets. He brings all of Arabia back to where it was under the time of the Nabi Sallam. He brings the Quran into a Mushaf, till today preserved. And before he was departed, the armies had left Arabia and they were on the footsteps, on the borders of the Roman Empire and on the Persian Empire. This upstart group from the desert was challenging the superpowers of the world. And then he hands the reins over to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu al-Khattab. And for 10 years, it is just unbelievable progress. Sayyidina Umar, under his caliphate, under his rule, the Persians are brought to their knees. The Romans are brought to their knees. Islam, the Muslim Ummah, goes from a group of Bedouins in the desert to the leading global superpower. And he establishes not an empire, but a civilization. Sayyidina Umar is assassinated by an outsider. And then Sayyidina Uthman takes over. And for 12 years he rules and he continues on that trajectory. But towards the end of Sayyidina Uthman's rule, things start to fall apart. New people, new converts into Islam. And Islam now spreads almost to the Atlantic Ocean on the one side, and almost to the Indian, to almost to the Chinese, to China on the eastern horizon. And with this, and it's sad that in the days of Izzah, of strength, that's when the fitna comes in. It is the leading civilization on earth. Wealth enters the Ummah, but also problems and different ideologies into the Ummah. And so people begin to politically are dissatisfied with Sayyidina Uthman from different parts of the Ummah, and a group, a mob, besieges Medina, the land of the Sahaba, besieges Sayyidina Uthman and many of the companions. And of course, Sayyidina Uthman is assassinated by Muslims. Terrible. We killed our own Khalifa. A group of men enters, a man in his 80s, subhanAllah, Sayyidina Uthman is 84. He's reciting the Quran. And like that, they murder him. And with this, the first wound opens amongst the Ummah. We had seen success from the time of the Nabi Sallam up until this moment. Now the first chapter, the dark days begin. And this would be the beginning of the great fitna. The Sahaba would call it, this was the first great tribulation. A civil war that will see Sahaba fighting Sahaba. That will see Sahaba, those same companions who learned at the feet of the Nabi Sallam, would go to war against one another. And it would appear as if though the Ummah was about to collapse, but inshallah we'll continue tomorrow with the first civil war for Ibnillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. Ameen. So a few announcements. Fitra, 77 Rand per person, and Fidya, 28 Rand per person. You can donate your Fitra, Fitya, and Lilla to Abu Talib at the back. We have our social welfare department continuing. Every day we feed people. So if you'd like to support, inshallah, please do. And then a special appeal. If we have 5 days to go for our orphan program. You know that, at, alhamdulillah, one of the things that we are very proud of is that we support the Muslim orphans who are in the orphanages, subhanAllah, to give them 1 day in Ramadan. We take them out, we give them an outing, and we give them an iftar, and make it all about them. So everybody should have a special day in Ramadan, and this is for the Muslim orphans in the orphanages who don't have family members. So we ask anyone who's able to contribute, at least every family, support one orphan. It's 400 rand. This is the time to give me, ibnillah. Jazakallah khair. Shukran so much. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa sallim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.